that you'd use to carry water or milk in, but it was made out of metal instead of wood.
Well, I call it my way. I said anything. Anything, you know. So just that what you catch up there. You know, if you want to put something else on them, I don't know.
Well, would you call, I didn't understand you. What did you say you'd call it again?
Well, I say, I don't know, but a jar, I guess. A jar.
Well, that wouldn't be metal, though. A jar wouldn't be metal. See, this is just like... Now, you said you called a wooden vessel a bucket.
Yeah.
Now, if you had the same thing, except today we don't have wooden ones anymore, we have metal ones, what would you call it? What would you call it? Would you call it a tin what?
Or a tin bucket, I reckon. That's what I'd have to ask. Tin bucket.
Well, that's what they wanted to know, if you made a difference. Some people don't make a difference, and some people do.
Well, I can't think now.
All right. What do you call a heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? The thing where you can turn the water off and on?
Spigot.
What do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel?
Faucet.
What do you call the same kind of thing out in the yard that the water comes out of?
This, I'd call it a water spigot. That's a spigot too.
What do you buy a few, when you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
For me to carry them home, take a bag.
What do you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth? You might say that 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes would come in a what? You know, these brown, loosely woven sacks, they're rough, that we used to get potatoes in and chicken feed. What would you call that?
I know, but I can't think. I know what I call, I know what you're talking about. I say a croaker sack.
What do you call a small musical instrument that's about this long and this shape like this that you hold up to your mouth and blow on?
What do we call them? French harps. Harp, you know.
Uh-huh. What do you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal and held between the teeth and picked, you know, like this? What do you call a piece of playground equipment that is made with a long board balanced in the middle? One child sits on one end of the long board and another child sits on the other end and they go up and down.
I call that a seesaw.
What do you call a homemade merry-go-round? Something that goes round and round. You know, it may look just like a seesaw, but it goes round and round, or it may be completely round.